Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, guys. This is Pastor Janet again with another program about writing. Well, we talked about the good, the bad, and now we're on the ugly. You're probably wondering, is there such a part in writing as ugly? Well, yes, to a certain point. That's what we're going to speak about today. Writing can become ugly when you give up and stop writing at all. You start to doubt yourself, your ability to write. Everything you write is not of value to you. It's like you're in a dark room where there's no light and you see no way out but to give up and throw away the dream. Never do that. You are the only one who can decide when writing becomes ugly and when to give up. It's all in your hands. This is the only time writing becomes ugly, when you make it ugly. Now, you may get frustrated at times, that's part of the bad, and walk away, or friends may not understand you, why you write. Or maybe you're not famous, sales aren't good. You discover that it costs money to be a writer, and that you don't have, you know, the money on hand for the editing, the publishing, or the marketing. And at times your family may not understand why you have this desire to write. And they may tell you, don't give up your day job, because this is just a phase they believe that you're going through. And like other phases, you know, this too shall pass. But if you're a true writer, it doesn't pass. All these are some of the ugly things that happen to writers all the time. But the ugliest part of all is when you let these things stop you from writing. There is truly no ugly part in writing. Writing is a joy. It brings so much happiness to the writer as well as to the reader. It's often the outside influences around you that make it ugly. Always in life, you will find obstacles in whatever you decide to do. Most obstacles will be people. They push you to the limit with their thoughts and ideas of what's good for your life and how you should do things and live it. You must be strong and determined in what you truly want and not let anyone put a stop sign in your path. So to sum it all up, this is very short. See writing for the joy it truly is and stay on your writing journey. Now, the one thing I wanted to stress here is that people, like I said, most of your obstacles that come with people. I bet if you talk to a lot of doctors, lawyers, engineers, people in government, when they were coming along and they shared their dream, I'm sure there were many people that thought, you know, that's silly. Why would you want to do that? But you have to respect other people's dreams. Just like, okay, like for me, I've never had a dream to be an undertaker. Okay, let's just use that as an example. And I may think to myself, who would ever want to be an undertaker? But there are those people that's what they want to do. They want to, when people pass away, they want to make them look as good as they can so when their family and friends come around. So in each profession that you find, people have obstacles. If you talk to doctors, there may be some doctors that had a struggle. You know, they weren't real smart, but they had that desire to help and to heal. They wanted to use their skills to heal people, and they struggle. And then there are other doctors, everything came easy. So there's always an obstacle in a way, but that obstacle sometimes is good because it makes you try harder and discover the truth that is in you, that you can do anything if you set your mind to it. Now, that's the ugly part of writing. There really isn't any ugly part. It's all in how you see it. But if you love writing, then you're not going to stop regardless. It's a passion. It's like getting up every day. You have to get up. You have to eat breakfast. You know, you have to take a shower. These are things that you just do, normal things. Writing is the same way. You get up every day. You write one line, maybe, or even maybe one word or one sentence. And that sentence leads to a paragraph, and that paragraph leads to a page, and that page leads to another page. And pretty soon you have a chapter. That's the way writing is. You write something every day. And you don't let the opinions of others frustrate you. Now, you know, in writing, you're going to find publishers, editors, and people that want to market your work. And they all have their take on how they think it should be. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, they may not understand your voice. And they may tell you, well, if you want to sell this book on the market, you need to change this. You need to make it like this, like these other books. But see, you don't want to do that. If you start listening to too many, as I said before, my mother said, too many cooks spoil the stew. you have to know and keep your true voice. Now, you may have to alter it a little bit, but never let anyone totally change your idea of how you want to write. That is your true voice. If you read certain books, like you can read certain books by Mark Twain, and you see, you get the idea of how he writes. You hear the type of voice he had. Now, you may read a book by Danielle Steele, a lot of romance books and stuff, and you get the idea of how her voice is, how she sounds. Or John Grisham, you get to learn how John Grisham writes. And so you want people to get to know how you write. And so that's important. Stick to your voice. Stick to your guns. Don't let too many voices spoil yours. Take from the good and discard the bad. Now, there's editors, a lot of editors reading your stuff too. They'll say, well, it would sound better if you put it this way. But then whose voice is that? Is that theirs or is that yours? So you have to learn to distinguish the good from the bad. Some things, yes, you may have to change, especially if you make errors in spelling, you know, grammar, punctuation, and stuff like that. And you have to know, you know, about plot, setting, characterization, you know, sign, all this kind of stuff a writer has to learn. And you learn that as you go along. So don't get disgusted because you read somebody else's work and you say, oh, that person writes so brilliant. I wish I could write like that. But now remember, you're not them. And you're just a novice right now. And in fact, all writers at some point are novices. Each time they start a certain book, they're a novice. They're learning. Each time they write a different story, they're learning. Maybe the other story, you know, they thought, boy, that was pretty good. And then, you know, they write this next one and say, well, this is even better. And you start to look at yourself and say, boy, I really graduated from that. I learned how to do this. I learned how to put in how to deal with emotions and how to show it in my writing and how to do characterization so that people can actually feel like they know this person. These are important things. And you learn this as you go along. Like I say, writing is not a destination. It's a journey. It's something that you'll be on every day. And so don't get frustrated. Writer's blocks will happen. That's a part of a writer's world. Writer's block comes when you feel like you can't write anything. But the only time writing actually truly becomes ugly is when you give up the dream and say, I can't do it. That's when it becomes ugly. So we've talked about the good. The good part is that writing is just a joy. It makes you happy. And you sit down at that typewriter or that computer and you write and you just, your mind is open. The words are flowing. That's the good part. The bad part is when you run into distractions, you know, that pull away, maybe your job or your family, you know, or people's opinions. That can make it bad. But the ugly part is when you take all of what everybody says and accumulate it all together and say, they're right. I can't write. Let me tell you, they're wrong. You can write. Other people can always tell you how to do a certain thing. But they don't do it themselves. So you've got to remember that. Take the good from the bad. Never let somebody mess up your mind so that you just think that you can't do anything. That's bad. So that's what the program is today. Just forging you on to keep writing. Keep writing. Develop your voice. Develop confidence in yourself. And realize your abilities and your good points and your bad points. The strong and the weak. Maybe you're not strong in punctuation and grammar. Okay. You can take a course on the internet, or you can get a dictionary and look up the right pronunciation for the word. And maybe you're not good at dealing with, you know, showing emotion. Okay, you can take a course in that too. And look at the people around you. See the emotions that come out in people that you know, and then figure out how you would put that down on paper from what you saw. People have a certain way they act when they're angry and when they're happy and when they're sad. And even when they're hungry, when they're sleepy, emotions deal with so many different things. And you can learn that from life. Like they say, life is the best teacher. So life can teach a writer a lot of things just by watching and listening and learning. So that's our program for today. But I did want to let you know, next week is going to be a little different thing. I'm going to tell you about something that I've been doing. I'm going to open up to you a little story that I've been writing. I'm probably sure many of you have heard about the series Highlander that starred Adrian Paul about the immortal and the beheadings and the quickening. Okay, well, I really love doing that. So writing is such a joy to me that I decided that I was going to talk about writing stories for your own enjoyment. This is a great way to build your self-confidence and see your weak points and your strong points. For example, I see, like I said, I love the series Highlander. I know many of you have probably, like I said, seen the show and know all about Duncan MacLeod, the Highlander. Well, I love this show so much that it's off the air, but I'm writing my own personal stories in a magazine. And I'm going to share some of that with you next week about Duncan MacLeod and one of the characters I so love, they interacted so well, Amanda. I'm going to be reading some clips from my story. It's off the air, like I said, but stories, these are just for my personal enjoyment to share, and they're available on Amazon, just for my personal library, and I'm going to do more. This is a fun way to write and a great way to practice your writing. So next week, that's what I'm going to talk about. It's called Highlander, the Duncan and Amanda Chronicles. And so I want you to think about that, too. You can write things, too. You don't have to just wait for somebody to write. You can just think of stories that you have liked. Maybe it was a TV show that you liked and it went off the air. Well, if you like the characters like I did, you can sit down and say, I'm going to write a little story about that. It doesn't, there's no pressure. Nobody's demanding that you write this. If you want to publish it, sure, for your own self, so you can have it in print and look, holding your hand and say, I completed this story. Then that's fine, too. But so that's next week. It's all going to be about writing for self-enjoyment and to build your self-confidence and to show you that writing is still fun. You don't have to be always writing a book or a novel or an article. Just sit down and write something for yourself. Find a show that you love, characters that you love that brought magic to that show, and sit down and write storylines for that. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. I'm going to read some of mine from my book that's out. It's a magazine that I made called Highlander, the Duncan and Amanda Chronicle. The series ended, but I'm carrying these characters on to see what might have happened after so many years apart and if they eventually got back to each other. Maybe there's characters that you like very much that you wish had gotten together, but the series ended and you wonder what happened. Did they come back together? What happened to these people? Write what happened. Write it and satisfy your own curiosity, which will also show you that you can write. And it's a great way to develop talent if you're thinking about being a producer or a director or a screenwriter, because that's what they do. They sit down, one produces it, one directs it. So the producer builds the story, the director tells exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to happen and when and where the actors are going to stand and what they're going to say and what they're going to do. So that's a very good practice that would be good for any writer. Find a show that you love and sit down and make your own story and take the joy when it's completed. And if you want to print it out like I did, that's good, because then you can hold it in your hand, like I said, and you can say, I did this. I wrote this story, and I think it's good. Maybe it's not good, but it's a good chance to develop writing habits and to just enjoy the joy of writing and not feel pressured about anything else or by anybody else. Just enjoying the journey of writing whatever you want to write. If you see a picture and it brings a story to your mind, sit down and write a story about it. Just enjoy the journey that a writer is on. And you are a writer. Never stop writing. Always find something to write about. So just enjoy the thrill of writing. And next week, we'll come back with Highlander, the Duncan and Amanda Chronicle, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's my little version of that show, and I really miss it. And Adrian Paul, I think he's a great actor. He's our Highlander. There are many others, but the TV series really brought Highlander to life and showed us, what Duncan MacLeod really was and his interaction with his characters, especially with Amanda. So next week, we're going to come back and have that program for you. So I hope you have enjoyed today's program. And just remember, keep writing. Never stop. This is Pastor Janet. Keep writing, friends.